Hello and welcome to Tantra FM. Today we shall be dealing with the following articles. What is the mysterious key that helps tantrists to preserve the semen inside their bodies and use it for improved health and spiritual evolution? The answer is twofold: transmutation and sublimation. What are they? You'll find out if you stay tuned. Then you'll discover what the signs of a successful tantric practice are as well. Naturally, towards the end, we shall also perform a meditation for transmuting the sexual potential and sublimating the resulting energy up to the level of Ajna Chakra. Stay tuned together with your yogi hosts, Valentino and Amaris.
This is Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Valentino. Transmutation, the mysterious key of sexual alchemy. In nature, the chemical elements combine in ways that suffer permanent transformations. The atoms of different chemical elements can suffer reactions of transmutation, natural or artificial. Thus, a nucleus loses or wins one or more protons by modifying its structure and becoming an atom of another element. A generally accepted idea states that living organisms assimilate, change, and transport chemical elements without the opportunity to cause their transmutation. They can only synthesize and decompose a large scale of chemical compounds, in which there are more than 60 chemical elements, in different quantities. Contrary to this opinion, which has endured for more than 200 years, several experiments have proved that living organisms have the possibility to transmute the atoms of different elements by themselves. Biological transmutation is the process through which a living organism produces, by itself, a chemical element from another chemical element, with slow energy discharges, under certain circumstances. In 1799, the French chemist Vauquelin fed a hen with oat and water in a controlled environment and found out that it excreted 5 times the quantity of food it ate. In 1822, the English chemist Prout observed that a hen's egg has 4 times the quantity of calcium than a fertilized one. The German chemist von Herzeli systematically researched the germination of oat seeds and the variation of their calcium quantity during germination, around 1875 to 1883. In 1970, Dr. Long observed the variation of several elements, noted as Na, K, Ca, Mg, Mn, and Fe, during the germination of barley seeds. From 1959, the French scientist Louis Kevrin has completed a lot of systematic research on biological transmutation as it applies to different organisms in different conditions, including research on human sexuality. He gathered a lot of data that pleads for the existence of this phenomenon. He reached the conclusion that in case of transmutation through the sexual potential of humans, these processes can be caused and controlled at will. Biological transmutations represent an amazing reality. Modern physics has clearly and without a doubt showed that transmutation of the elements cannot be obtained unless there are great amounts of energy used, which are capable of breaking the forces that keep the nucleons within their well-determined structure. But certain experimental researches have certified that transmutation can appear in both vegetal organisms and animal ones within their metabolism, even if there are weak energies involved. The transmutation processes in humans, with the aid of a low quantity of energy, take place constantly and continuously, more or less intense, under the forms of metabolism, sexual processes, erotic experiences, emotional states, and mental activities, as well as spiritual experiences. A lot of experiences lead to the conclusion that the entire human body is in fact a miniature atomic factory where chemical elements needed by the body are discretely produced through transmutations using only a low quantity of energy. At the same time, huge energies are also produced that make an unbelievable variety of extraordinary phenomena possible, like paranormal abilities, superior states of consciousness, sublimation phenomena of certain energies, the increase of intelligence, profound happiness, constant euphoria, etc. What exactly is sexual biological transmutation? It is a way to continuously use the sexual substances, sperm in the case of men and sexual fluids in the case of women, due to a constant control during some intense erotic experiences. It means the same thing as food that turns gradually into energy. It is a way to continuously use the sexual substances, sperm in the case of men, and sexual fluids in the case of women, due to a constant control over them during some intense erotic experiences. It means the same thing as food that gradually turns into energy. Then, this basic energy is sublimated into other types of energy according to a human being's intentions. The biologist L. Keveran confirmed for the first time through a series of experiences the reality of biological transmutation of weak energies. According to his demonstrations, the transmutations take place continuously in living vegetal organisms and in animal ones, with slow discharges of huge quantities of energy. His essential works in this mysterious field have been published by the Malone Publishing House in French. Their titles are Proofs of the Existence of Biological Transmutations and Transmutations at Weak Energies. This scientist has stated that biological transmutation presents a lot of enigmatic aspects. After careful research, made by getting into the intimate details of the psychic chemical processes, that take place at the cellular level, Keveran came to the conclusion that these transmutations take place in mitochondria, cellular components that secrete enzymes. Except for the aspects that we have already specified, the possibility of producing transmutations with the aid of weak energies, following the model offered by nature, leads to multiple beneficial implications. It contributes to the opening of new horizons, quite worthy of paying attention to. In the following, we will briefly analyze a few phenomena correlated to the complex universe of a human being with biological transmutation processes realized at low energies. Though Eastern yogis and some wise people from the West, who successfully practiced the true biological alchemy in their own bodies, had known and applied these secret ways thousands of years ago, only in the last decades has there been a real discovery made about the existence of certain physical chemical processes that are in opposition with classical principles of matter conversion. Being overwhelmed by these enigmas, scientists limited themselves to making these statements without explaining certain unusual results. The atoms of a human body contain huge energies that can be gradually awakened and can also be controlled and used through the transmutation and sublimation of the potential sexual processes. This can take place during frenetic erotic experiences, totally controlled through sexual continence. At the base of these performances, there are certain proceedings learned through secret tantric teachings. Nowadays, it is well known that every atom of our physical body contains a gigantic amount of energy, the equivalent of 200 million volts. In certain conditions, these colossal energies may be controlled at will, allowing the human being to resort to quick methods used to free the power that is chained in the atoms of his or her body. Owing to biological transmutation, we can have the energy necessary to experience extraordinary paranormal phenomena, the awakening of Kundalini, and even divine ecstasy. Sublimation, a way to transform sexuality into a jumping board to spirituality. The view of ancient Oriental traditions on eroticism and sexuality, known as the conscious control of human sexual functions, states that this biological process leads to biological reactions of transmutation. The biological reactions that occur during intercourse with sexual continence determine the gradual appearance of a huge inner biomagnetic energy. Furthermore, there is a process of modifying the energies resulted from this while they ascend through the different levels of a human being. In other words, as this inner power, this inner energy, reaches any of the seven chakras, it will cause special effects in any of them, and these effects may become permanent. The process of elevating the basic energies, that is the vital and sexual energy, is called sublimation. Unfortunately, sublimation is a complex process which defines complex phenomena, apparently having nothing to do with sexuality and eroticism. The energy-based resources of a human being usually appear as a result of the constant biological transmutation of the sexual potential, which is more or less willingly controlled. It would be ideal to reach a high degree of control over these energies so that we may use them with our own free will. As a result of the biological transmutation of the potential sexual energy, due to the conscious control of the sexual functions, the sexual impulse develops into an almost new type of energy, having a different frequency of vibration. This is the process of sublimation we are referring to. We may compare the processes of biological transmutation to the action of transforming the energy of a waterfall into a source of electricity. However, sublimation is the process that comes after, in which the electricity already obtained is transported through high-tension wires to be used accordingly. Likewise, the energy obtained through transmutation will generate a whole range of phenomena and processes. For a better understanding, we will resume the comparison to water and electricity. In this case, such phenomena may be of caloric, sound, light, or magnetic nature. For the ignorant, there is no relation between a waterfall that constantly moves the turbine and the images appearing on TV. But if the waterfall stops spinning the turbine, our TV, though still functional, will not display those images anymore. Sublimation is one of the strategies used in waking up our latent sexual potential. It is a procedure that can be practiced by anyone who knows and understands the way it works. Being a process that takes place later, after transmutation, sublimation is different because it allows a true recharge with the energies at all levels of the inner human microcosmos. In the Oriental tradition, sublimation is a successful super engine which generates subtle powers or siddhi, happiness, and the euphoric integration of the human being in the cosmic harmony. Among all the other positive, benefic effects, sublimation also favors social success and fast personal development. Through sublimation, certain instinctual energies are transformed into new and elevated forms. Sublimation focuses and sends certain unconscious impulses to the superior levels of a being. They are detached from their primitive orientations and beneficially integrated into the inner world of the person. For instance, altruism and tenderness can be explained through the sexual energy that is transformed and guided towards the effective level of a human being. In Dr. Andrew Stanway's book, Erotic Touch, published by the Guild of Publishing in London, 1987, he writes down, "There are a few men who may rightfully claim that they can have the so-called dry orgasms, orgasms without ejaculation, many times, that they can have repeated orgasms with all the physical, emotional, and mental signs included, and yet not ejaculate. This is usually what happens with men who have discharged several times before. But it may appear in some men who have even more intense experiences and who have not ejaculated at all for more than 30 days. Several Eastern texts about erotic art state that the usual behavior of a man shows the control he has on sexual energy and ejaculation. They include explanations on the methods involving both psychological and physiological aspects of this extraordinary performance. Thought is the most powerful force in the universe. Through biological transmutation, this huge energy will amplify to the extreme inner abilities, dispersing the usual limitations. A gigantic, lifeless energy in the form of unexplored sexual energy lies locked up in each of us. On a superficial level, one may wrongly think that the body is only made up of matter. The experiments in the field of biological transmutation made us realize that we are structured from an incredible quantity of energetic particles, which spin because of a mystery and which stay together because of a miracle. In the case of the super intense erotic experiences in which the sexual energy is not wasted, the people or the couples involved become spontaneously and gradually radioactive because of biological transmutation reactions which occur at low temperatures. The phenomenon of biological transmutation at low temperatures is easily released and maintained unaltered because of the constant engagement of the will, especially in intense and profound erotic experiences. A larger universe now opens up for the person who has succeeded in sublimating this energy, a unique universe in which he or she is free to enjoy a blissful mystery each moment. Behind the smallest manifestation there is a fascinating, unknown feeling, yet it is so familiar. There are hundreds of billions of volts inside the sexual potential of every human being. A single thought is often enough to gradually awaken and control this fabulous energy, in case of a blissful erotic experience. If not, it will often end up being discharged outside us, making us lose almost unconsciously an essential creative potential. A Tantra Yoga Practitioner's Experience. The first sign the tantric lovers will notice after a period of successful tantric practice is an incredible development of their sensorial acuity and exceptional unfolding of the perceptive power of their senses. Their perception of reality is intensified and simultaneously perceived as intricately complex. Its appearance is now of a higher order than that perceived before. Outer objects lose their solid appearance and appear fluid and continuously moving in a harmonious rhythm. Every tiny detail of the surrounding world reveals itself as a complex universe in miniature. The significance of every detail of the world changes from how it was understood before. Profound qualitative changes of the coordinates of the manifested world appear. Time is accelerated, space expands, and causality becomes fluent. A new aesthetic awareness awakens. Everything is beautiful. The beauty of the spiritual substratum of everything that exists is now perceived even in the so-called ugly things or phenomena. An unbelievable feeling of inner freedom and ecstatic bliss without any apparent reason develops gradually, being associated with a steady awakening of intuition or the sixth sense. As a result of this fact, in the practitioner's mind, a profound mental state without any sign of confusion sets in. The lower ego is diluted to the point of disappearance, and as a result, our ancestral sense of insularity is replaced with an ecstatic participation to the cosmic harmony, just like a drop of water merges with the ocean, adding to its wholeness, but at the same time maintaining its individuality. Subject and object appear now as polarities of the same unique phenomenon. That which generally produced feelings of fear and insecurity is now perceived as perfectly safe.
a spontaneous and open introspection becomes an everyday reality. Open introspection means that you do not have to dive inside yourself and break the link with the outer world in order to find the spirit, because you realize now that everything inside and outside is spirit. The individual becomes aware of a subtle, sometimes even erotic-like dynamic between inner and outer. He or she now perceives a state of freedom from previous mimetic social conditioning. The sense of unity is awakened. The correlation of the opposites, the identity of the reversed, and the complementarities of the contraries. He or she attains a universal understanding of the complexity of the reality we belong to. A permanent state of total self-presence settles in effortlessly. The world appears to us as an erotic play that is at the same time a kind of self-generated joy, deep harmony, and fascinating mystery. The whole display of reality appears as a living choreography. The entire existence becomes an enchantment which includes everything that before was perceived as insignificant, obscure, mundane, or ordinary. Empathy develops, which allows us to experience the inner state of our lover or of other people upon which we focus our mind, even from a great distance, exactly the same as we would feel ourselves, with all the richness of inner feelings and sensations. Due to the refined erotic ecstasies experienced, the inner vision becomes extremely penetrating and intense. It is as if instead of eyes we have microscopes with which we discern the details of both inner and outer worlds. The sense of taste is amplified. The sense of smell is one of the most fascinating aspects of the tantric way of lovemaking. The practitioner discovers that the air he breathes in has thousands of olfactory nuances that explode in his nostrils with ecstatic messages. The touch, profoundly sensual, becomes subtly electrical and at the same time fluid. A gentle touch transforms itself into hundreds of bioenergetic explosions of refined pleasure. A refined energy pulsates, rippling in circles from the place of touch, spreading slowly through the body up to the brain, where thousands of luminescent dots explode like ecstatic fireworks, inducing a suave state of beauty. The tantric way of lovemaking naturally frees and effortlessly transforms a huge quantity of erotic energy, refining it and transmuting it into higher levels. No matter how sexually endowed and no matter how intense and fulfilling one considers his or her sexual life, a human being cannot even begin to imagine the intensity and depth of the erotic states attained through Tantra Yoga. For any intelligent person, Tantra Yoga is obviously a superior way of approaching love, relationships, and ultimately life. Tantra is the most potent aphrodisiac and the most powerful way of developing the latent psychomental powers of the mind and consciousness to the extreme. The tantric science was and still is the object of intense practical studies reserved to the very few spiritual explorers who have surpassed the lower way of approaching physical love and relationships and who can see beyond rigid rules and false spiritual dogmas.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: transmuting the sexual potential and subliming the resulting energy up to the level of Ajna Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and
acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Try to perceive the effervescent sexual energy and the subtle inner fire, which should now be making their way up your spinal column towards your Ajna chakra. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: transmuting the sexual potential and subliming the resulting energy up to the level of Ajna chakra. Let us begin. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.